So apparent are the disparities between the overall health of blacks and whites, 20 years ago the federal government asked states to open offices to address the problem. Iowa didn't get around to it until 2006, becoming the 44th state to initiate a division for minority health. The executive director of the state's office at the Department of Public Health is Janice Edmonds Wells. She says there's no doubt about the health inequities between the races.
We know that even though I'm educated and I work in the health profession and I have good family support and good medical coverage, I'm still more likely to have a low birth weight baby than, you know, a white person. I mean, there's just a lot of issues that you go through just being in this pretty brown skin every day.
Edmonds Wells says her office has worked to spread word about the many health problems minorities face. The life expectancy for blacks is 6 to 10 years less than it is for whites. African Americans are more likely to contract lung and prostate cancers. They are more given to hypertension and cardiovascular disease. They are more prone to obesity. Health experts throw out a long list of possible reasons for these things. They cite higher poverty rates, which reduce their access to the health care system because they lack insurance. They even suggest racism as a factor. But Dr. Jerusa Kamala, an OBGYN physician at Iowa Health in Des Moines, says there must be something more.
There has to be a genetic component I don't know that anybody has completely figured that out, but there has to be some genetic predisposition to some of these things, because that, especially this small birth weight and preterm labor, seems to happen across socioeconomic strata.
Still, Dr. Kamala concedes many African Americans place themselves at increased risk because of lifestyle choices driven by economic conditions.
If you have a poor black woman who all they can afford are carbohydrate-rich foods, they are more likely to get obese, and they are more likely to get diabetes. They're probably more likely to get hypertension.
Dr. Kamala is a native of Tanzania. She says recent immigrants to Iowa from Africa have more faith in health care providers than native African Americans. She says those who are born and raised here don't trust the system for some reason. Dr. Karen Drake sees this too at her practice at Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines.
I hear sometimes women, especially of color, feeling like they're not well cared for perhaps as often. And I don't know why they feel that way, but it's not, they need to engage with their providers. And if they feel that they're not engaging, then they may not seek that care or follow up with that care.
Dr. Drake specializes in high-risk pregnancies and is best known for being one of the doctors who delivered the McCoy septuplets. She's an African-American doctor in a field made up predominantly of whites. But she doesn't think recruiting more blacks to medical careers would lead to more blacks seeking medical care.
People just have to know you care about them. It doesn't matter what color you come in, what the package looks like, you know, because obviously the vast majority of women that come to this practice are majority, and they keep coming. It doesn't matter who, it's not, has anything to do with my color. They know that I care, and I want to change and improve outcomes for them and their babies.
Fewer doctor and hospital visits by blacks may contribute to their higher mortality rates. An assistant professor in the public health program at Des Moines University says African Americans tend to seek treatment only at an advanced state of disease. Dr. Carolyn Beverly points to economic conditions that make access to health care unaffordable for many blacks.
If you're in a position where you don't have enough money to know where your next meal is coming from, and you've had your electricity turned off, and they're threatening to evict you from wherever you're living, your health is the last thing that you have on your mind.
Dr. Beverly agrees with Dr. Kamala that the genetic makeup of blacks contributes to the health gap with whites in certain cases. A new report from the National Center for Children in Poverty at Columbia University adds fodder to this claim. It shows impoverished blacks faring worse than poor whites in the percentage of low birth weight babies and cases of asthma. The economy is sending many African Americans in search of free care. The former longtime head of the Polk County Health Department directs a free clinic at Corinthians Baptist Church in Des Moines. Dr. Julius Connor says the community needs more of what the church is offering.
At this time, I think everybody would benefit because of the economic conditions until they improve. People are without health insurance. They're without jobs and therefore no health insurance. And I would think that the conditions are such that many people are coming to our clinic that otherwise we would not see.
Dr. Connor says poverty prevents many African Americans from seeking the preventive care they need to avoid serious illness. It also keeps them from turning to mental health services. The founder of Change Behavioral Health in Waterloo, Shannon Harrington, says counseling may work to prevent physical ailments.
I feel that, you know, mental health therapy is a good outlet, and sometimes when we don't have that outlet, things kind of just churn away at us, and it creates those health issues.
What else can be done to remove the disparity between health factors affecting blacks and whites? Well, health professionals are divided on the topic. Some say standard changes in lifestyle would help, such things as eating right, exercising, not smoking. Others call for more research, preferably at the historic black universities. Distributing health information through non-traditional locales, such as churches and beauty parlors, might bring awareness to the issue. One thing, they say, is clear. The health gap between the races dates back to slavery, and it will not be narrowed overnight. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.